News Nation just keeps, if there was 26 hours in a day, I think News Nation would fill all of those. They now have a morning show that starts at 6 a.m. and Dan Abrams is on at night at 7. Hi, Dan. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Good to be back with you.
I hear you on with Steve Bertrand once in a while. You don't come on our show that often.
Well, here I am.
I know. I mean, thank you for that. So how's the show going? How does it feel? What's your thought about it right now?
You know, it's a work in progress. it's figuring out the groove of the show. You know, what I'm trying to do is not just do a news show that is like so many other things out there. And, you know, there's been two shows so far. I think we've had some good segments in the shows. But we still have some work to do. And, just trying to figure out, it's interesting because what I'm trying to do from a macro perspective is do a show for, you know, political moderates, for people who are interested in criminal stories, et cetera, and then media bias stories as well. And so in the early days, when people are kind of making snap judgments, I'm trying to, you know, ensure a level of balance. But, you know, the problem is that can make it a little bit less interesting. So I need to just sort of unleash myself and just start expressing my views, which are politically moderate, on a variety of issues, and just let the chips fall where they may.
Well, that sounds like a good show to me. I mean, to be honest with you, that's kind of what I try to do here. I noticed that CNN, I think it was it Don Lemon, said that you are center right, but Megyn Kelly, formerly on Fox, said you are center left. So that's about as good an endorsement as you can get for being kind of down the middle on issues, which hopefully makes you a little bit unpredictable on things, too.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, the problem, of course, is that, you know, the right will call me left and the left will call me right. And that's why, you know, and trying to remind the rest of us, right, those of us who are left of center, right of center, that there's a place to go, is tricky because everyone wants to just pigeonhole you, right? I mean, I'm already getting, you know, pigeonholed by the extremes on both sides.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... But look, it's fun, and we're going to do, you know, interesting stories. We're trying to do, as I mentioned, you know, just not just do whatever the lead is of the nightly news shows.
Well, what's on the docket tonight, Dan? Dan Abrams is on a line from Dan Abrams Live at 7 o'clock tonight. What are you talking about tonight?
Yeah, I mean, so the show is still 8 hours away. So that can certainly change.
That sounds like me. When the show is 8 minutes away, we're still going, I think we really need to do this other thing.
Exactly. So one story that I think is interesting is that there is a prominent media entity called the Columbia Journalism Review, which wrote an article recently that claimed that progressives are not represented in the media, which I find to be kind of hilarious. And so I'm hoping to debate that. We're also going to talk about one of the January 6th defendants who has pled guilty to a misdemeanor. This is the one who said she wanted to shoot Nancy Pelosi in the brain. And the question there is, should it be a misdemeanor? Should they have allowed her to plead guilty to a misdemeanor, et cetera? And, you know, my take on that one is that we need to make sure that what we're not doing, and I say this across the board when it comes to people who want to charge everyone with the maximum crime, is what actual crime did the person commit? What did she actually do? And if she didn't destroy property, punch anyone, hurt it, it's a misdemeanor. Even if after she left, she makes some ridiculous and incendiary comment, I just don't think that we can start upping the criminal charges for people who've left the scene for things that they say. Now, again, I am not remotely suggesting that I'm a January 6th defendant. I just want to make sure everyone's treated the same. And so I've done a lot of thinking about comparing what the comparisons are and aren't to the summer riots and what happened to the defendants there. So, you know, these are the kinds of topics we're tackling.
I think that analogy to the sum of riots is spot on. And I think in both cases, the whole looks worse than the sum of the parts. When we, for instance, in Chicago, saw people going in and out of stores whose windows had been busted out, and people were just walking in willy-nilly stealing stuff, and the totality of it looked horrible. And you go, my God, let's find these people. Let's throw them in jail. And then you say, okay, that lady that's walking out of that Gucci store with a purse really shouldn't have done that. But you're going to put her in jail for 10 years? No, she's probably not going to go to jail at all. And maybe she shouldn't because she stole the purse. But when you see thousands of people just marauding through the city, stealing stuff, you think this is a gigantic thing. But when you break it down to the individual crimes, you say, okay, what did you specifically do? Well, I walked into the Capitol because everybody was going into the Capitol. And
right.
this scene looks awful, but, and that's the frustrating thing for me, because I want all of these people to go to jail for a really long time, but now maybe I've crossed over the line of what's fair to one person, right?
Right, exactly. And you know, on the flip side of that, people who are claiming, oh, people charged with misdemeanors and just people charged with just trespassing or sitting in jail without bail. That's just not true. So that's just, you know, that's just a made up statistic.
Okay,
so,
but
you know,
but
it cuts.
Finish that thought, Dan. Go ahead.
No, I say so. It cuts both ways in terms of examining the genuine. See, but I keep coming back to, I just want to make sure that they're all treated as similarly as we can. Right. These are federal cases. They're different than the state cases that fought in the summer riots. Federal prosecutors have different rules than state prosecutors. Yeah. State prosecutors can dismiss cases that federal prosecutors might not. It's not all apples to apples. But big picture, when we talk about these issues, I just think it's really important to make sure we do it with an even-handed perspective and not out of anger or sympathy for a particular cause, et cetera.
Well, I agree with you again, particularly if it's apples and oranges. That is, treat all of the rioters in Chicago fairly and similarly, but don't compare them to the people that stormed the Capitol, because one group was stealing a purse and the other was stealing democracy, and those are completely different crimes.
Well, I don't know. Well, except I would say that there are comparisons to be made, meaning that when people evaluating the January 6th rioters say that there are people who were charged with trespassing who are getting more time than people who engaged in actual property damage, significant property damage in riots, that's a fair question to ask.
Oh, okay, I'll answer it. Which crime is worse, the people at the Capitol? That's an easy one.
So trespassing is worse than breaking windows.
I didn't say that. I said what happened.
But you just said. You just said that, right?
No. I said what happened January 6th was worse.
But you,
than what
so you,
happened.
So you now want to, engage in collective judgment. So you now want to say everyone who walked into the Capitol on January 6th is going to necessarily be more responsible than people who engaged in much worse activities in some of these riots, because you're sympathetic to one position and you're not to the other.
I don't know that I'm sympathetic, but I do think that this crime specifically, what happened specifically at the Capitol, was singularly worse than anybody stealing anything out of a store in Chicago. But there's your show. I mean, so now we're doing.
You should be my guest,
Dan. It's nice to talk to you. This is the kind of conversation I love. If you do this on TV, man, you've got a home run. So keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Dan Abrams is the host of Dan Abrams Live, airing weeknights at 7 on News Nation.